When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
All right, let's defend PFF for a second. Highest rated rookie in the NFL after 15 weeks. That would be Jaden Daniels. That's correct. There's no contest about Jaden Daniels.
I knew that before they said anything. I'm still mad at him.
Now, here's something that is new. This is a change. This is a departure from the norm. Wendy joins us, as she does every Tuesday, for Wendy Knows Sports.
Hi, guys.
And Wendy said she
said she wasn't ready today. She was ready. She came with a hair dunker. She knows you can put you on the street.
Wendy said she, in the last 5 minutes, Wendy just told us she was both ready and not ready. She ignored Jeff's text message, which I support. I generally ignore Jeff's text
message. I didn't see his text message.
That's fine. But you came to us with a sports story.
Talk about something.
Yes.
And the way you said is, I want to talk about that boy.
Yep.
Okay.
Really that girl that hang out with that boy.
So yeah. We have since deciphered some of what you mean. You're upset with, do you know who the player's name is?
No.
Do you know what award he won where you saw the reaction that had you upset?
The Heisman?
Yeah, all right. So Travis Hunter is the fella's name. Yeah. He's a really good player. You're upset about his girlfriend's behavior. Do you know what position Travis Hunter plays?
Nope.
Do you know what college he went to?
Nope.
Do you know who his college coach was?
Nope.
Have you heard of Deion Sanders?
Yes.
That's his
Got it.
All right, so now you know it's Deion, and you know it's Travis Hunter. Can you think of the college?
No.
They have mountains. They have mountains.
Snow.
That's a lot of places.
Snow, though. You go
Colorado?
Yeah. Bam. All right. I'll turn it over to you now, because
we watched this
video the other day. Yeah. You tell us what happened and what upset you.
So I watched the video. And I believe she was upset about just sitting there. And her comment was, do I just have to sit here? And
this is at the Heisman Trophy presentation, correct?
Okay. We'll have no award for you, ma'am.
So they said it was two incidents. They said one was the trophy presentation where I think Deion Sanders told her that she needed to stand up or something like that.
Somebody told her
that she needed to stand up. And then the last one was he was meeting with fans and was like taking pictures and signing autographs and things like that. And she was like bored. But
you have to understand, she is not the damn focal point.
Correct. And now she sort of kind of is because she made herself the focal point. But if I was his mom, she would have to go.
Well, I heard a lot of people say that one.
She would have to go.
His mom said she has to go?
No, I was saying if I was his mom, she would have to go because you're a problem already.
Can I say, I don't know that I should say what I'm about to say, but
you
what
probably
the hell?
Should.
You only live once. She's not hot enough for all this.
I don't think if you're hot enough, you're hot enough for all of this.
Correct.
The thing you got to understand, no. I hate when people choose someone of that caliber or even a doctor. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to work tonight? Mm-hmm. He's a damn doctor. Yes. And if it's vice versa, if it's a woman that's a doctor or a woman that's a celebrity and a guy got a problem all the damn time, get to stepping.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? The whole problem is people want somebody, but then when they get with them, they want to change them.
Yep.
Who do you want? You just want the aura or you want the actual person?
I got to be honest. I don't really care about this, but it was, I found it, it made me care more that you were bothered by it. Wendy's clearly bothered by it.
Listen,
it's the first
Jay,
sports story Wendy's ever brought to us.
There are some things, when you, see, I've been in this arena here
sure.
for a long time. And when I see people walk into it, I know that they're going to be a problem off the bat. But I'm cool. I let guys handle your own business. That's what you chose, just what you choose. But when it's all on it, when it's all said and done, it's going to be rather quickly. I say, bruh, could have told you that before. Man, why you didn't say nothing then? I ain't want to have that choice.
It's not your spot.
It's not my spot. But you know, if you ask me the question, I will tell you. But I'm letting you know, that one right there is a problem.
He got to go through his return of the Mac phase. I believe all men go through that in their life.
Please expand on this theory.
Right.
You don't listen to the lyrics of Return of the Mac?
Return of the Mac.
You lied to me. Sometimes I said that I love you. You lied to me. Yo, look, you could tell this is probably the first woman of that kind. That's probably his baddest girl he ever had.
He's been with her since high school, so that's like his only girlfriend.
That's what it is.
But she claimed he wasn't her type. He wasn't her type. When did he become your type? When you realize he about to make some meals?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm just saying, bro. It's a lot of crap out there. And guys got to listen, dudes, stop being caught up. There's multiple people out there. And you're going to be somebody that's going
to
be
a lot of fish in
not
the sea,
as good
Travis.
Looking that will not give you
baby,
many problems.
Baby, when you broke my
She's
heart.
She's a problem. She
and
has
I
go.
Had to go.
Damn,
dude.
Wendy going hard. She's a problem. She has to go.
Wow.
I will be honest, and I'm not going to name names here, but I have seen, and I was weirdly texting about that. Why are you going to highlight that, Jeff?
What?
Commandante Tequila making comments, and it's one thing for the comments.
He's shooting his shot.
I didn't see it.
Do you want to see
shot.
It?
Thank you.
He said you look good.
Yeah.
He did.
And tell us that. Yeah, yeah.
And look at her cheesing, though.
I will say,
she's cheesing.
It does seem like Wendy did her hair for Wendy Knows
Sports.
No,
my hair was done at the Christmas. My hair's been done since. I got my hair done the night before our Christmas party, which was last Thursday.
Was Jeff drunk at the Christmas party?
Yes.
I would have told you that.
We were downstairs singing karaoke after the Christmas party.
I didn't. My invite was lost.
Yeah, purposely.
No, I had to work, dude. I had to work.
We all had to work.
Wendy, I'm glad we got to the bottom of this Travis Hunter stuff. Who do you think should be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft?
I don't know. I didn't know the man. I didn't know his name.
Yeah, right.
But you know he was dealing with a problem.
Correct.
Can you name another player on his team?
No. I didn't even know what team he played for.
But he plays for Deion.
Deion and Deion's son play for the team. So what's one of them name?
Deion.
Deion's son.
Well, Deion didn't play. Deion is the one that does
all of
these.
Wait, isn't his son named after him?
Deion Jr. does the stuff.
Yeah, he does.
Shadur and
the cameras.
Jeff, what did
Shadur
you...
and the other one, they played.
Dude, she doesn't know Shadur. There's no way she knows the other one. Is that Shiloh, maybe?
Yeah.
Jeff, what was the question you wanted me to ask her about cooking?
I said, do she know who Cooking with Kaya is?
Do you know who Cooking with Kaya
on
is?
On TikTok, I heard that. Yes.
Yeah, I love Cooking with Kaya.
I heard that.
I have no idea what that is.
You need to go look it up. Cooking with Kaya.
I got an NBC phone, man. I'm worried. I don't know what you're sending me to do here. There's been some big news just officially in the last half hour.
Yeah.
Do you know what flex scheduling is?
Yes.
What is it?
It means they can change the schedule, right?
Yeah.
Or like update it.
What scheduling news just happened in the last half hour? This actually affects you.
Yes, it does.
It affects the whole station.
It affects the whole station?
Our station that we both work at, that all of us here work at. Jeff, Landfill, B, Heavy Metal Chris, everybody.
And it
was a scheduling change. I bet this is on even your Instagram. Maybe even TikTok.
The Commanders game?
Yes. Which game?
Oh, Lord.
So they have three games left.
Okay.
The Eagles this weekend, the Falcons the following weekend, and then the Cowboys.
They're supposed to play the Cowboys Christmas Eve, right?
No.
Nope.
No?
Just no.
No.
Yeah, she don't know that one for real.
The Cowboys is the last game of the year. Okay. I think it's January 5th.
Okay.
But, you know, it's
close.
Tis the season.
Yeah.
The Falcons game is going to be flexed to Sunday night football.
What was it supposed to be?
It was TBD. It was never clear where it was going to be. Do you know who the Falcons quarterback is?
No.
He used to play here. He started here for a while. He's probably
You
like that?
You remember anybody saying that?
I remembered it, but I don't remember who said it.
So man, so if your aunt has a kid, what is that person to you?
Cousin? Oh, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah! Well done, B. Well done.
That was a good context clue.
Who do you think is going to win Rookie of the Year in the NFL?
I don't even know who the rookies are.
Jaden? Yeah! Now we're talking.
Okay.
What's that?
You got to just like think a little bit. I bet you know most of the answers.
Yeah, dude.
She get overwhelmed when you actually ask for that. What? She started thinking about everybody's name instead of one
correct
person.
Commander Tequila is offering to take you to a comedy club.
No, thank you.
Jupe also said every time he comes on, every time you come on, Wendy, he sneezes. I want you.
We're not going to listen. We're going to cancel Wendy Knows Sports if it continues like this. All right? We're going to cancel that.
When did it say you chill out, JP?
All right, maybe. Yo, if Wendy wants shooters to shoot, that's fine. I'm not here to gatekeep.
I'm good. I'm okay.
Okay. Wendy,
Jeff shaking his head no at me.
You work Wizards games, correct?
Yes.
The Wizards, I believe, have played 22 games. Can you
confirm
that?
Won 3.
Whoa!
She shut you down, Jay.
Yo, you were all over that one.
Yeah.
How many games have the Commanders won?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's their most wins.
9.
Whoa! Where'd that? You pulled that. How?
I guess.
Do you think the Wizards will win more games this year than the Commanders?
No.
They play 82.
No.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
She's paid attention to sports enough to know that.
I work that. Wizards games. Yeah.
I mean, I work some Wiz games too.
No.
Wendy, as always, just a tremendous asset to the program.
Thanks.
Help yourself to a cookie.
Thanks. I don't
Now, don't eat sweets.
Is your mom listening? Because apparently your mom likes to make sweets.
No, my mom is not listening. But I learned at Thanksgiving that one of my cousins actually listens, but he didn't know that it was me.
Oh, so now
what's his name?
His name is Steve.
Shout out to Steve.
What kind of cookies your mom make? She make macadamia?
So my mom usually makes chocolate chip,
oatmeal.
What's up with this coconut cake you're talking about?
She makes coconut cake.
Let's get some of that.
Yeah, she got to bring some in for sure.
I'm trying to throw a suggestion out there.
That's my favorite cookie of all.
I will throw that suggestion to her.
Well, I'm suggesting coconut cake.
You want the coconut cake.
I'll bring in whole milk. You got to have whole milk to eat coconut cake.
Okay.
All right. Wendy, thank you. Anything you want to point people to? Your Instagram, your Twitter, your TikTok?
No, I said my Instagram is private for a reason.
Thank you, Wendy.
I'm going to put it on my story. I'll let y'all know.
We got to make some bets.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.